Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Feller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Hatton moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Avila reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thornberry, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Kiner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the mound. Feller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a line drive towards first. Altobelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.